Okay, we have the great zechus of giving the last year, unfortunately, the last year, but the great zechus of continuing with Torah. I want to dedicate, I guess, three dedications I have, I think. I want to dedicate this year, Lazecha Nishmas Chani Rubin. Those that don't know, unfortunately, a Yachad member who was here just a week ago, who unfortunately was battling cancer, and was in her final days, and unfortunately lost that battle. The Levaya is taking place now. So the Torah that we learned should be really Lezecher and Nishmasa. The last conversation I had with her was just a few weeks ago. She told me how she enjoyed something that I spoke during Tisha B'Av. And she was commenting, and she told me a story about her mother, and so it's certainly very, very difficult. Someone, what we call here in our camp, the camp of inclusion. So somebody who was part of our chabura passes away. So it's on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So it certainly gives us pause. I want to dedicate this year also for Goldie Berger, Yankee Berger, not just my accountant, if I'm allowed to call him a friend. So his mother passed away. Baruch Hashem, she lived to a ripe old age. But certainly tremendous nachas that she had from her amazing son, and certainly Baruch Hashem, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And the third is, this is the beautiful day that we are learning here in Camp Masorah, to remind yourself that it's Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, it's the month that we're supposed to get closer to the Ribono Sholom, so we're spending a day of learning. What a beautiful, beautiful action. So hopefully we're being Mekayim, man, if you don't fall asleep, so we'll be Mekayim this learning. So this is a hard one to fall asleep for, because we're talking about drugs. Okay. So nobody ever could not discuss a shiur about drugs and marijuana without quoting Rav Moshe. I don't think if you ever hear a shiur about this and don't quote Rav Moshe, just get up and leave, because it doesn't make any sense. So the central theme will be this tshuva of Rav Moshe. But before we get to it, I want to talk about addiction. Because addiction is really what we're speaking about, and it's going to be one of the chief points. And one of the arguments that's generally made, okay, besides how society has changed since 1973 when Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva, that's interesting because in Rav Moshe's tshuva, one of the things that he doesn't discuss, he has seven reasons why he thinks marijuana uses aser. The tshuva was asked in 1973 by some yeshiva bachram who wanted to smoke marijuana, and they asked him about it. But it's interesting, Rav Moshe very much quotes in many tshuvas the concept of dina d'malchus adina. The law of the land is a law. He does this by many different types of things. If we have time, I don't know if we have time today, but in this general thing, I've given a shiur before on this topic, and I included steroids use, and people like, I don't know if you remember, Bonds, and all those people that took, through history, the sports stars, when they cheated the fans. Rav Moshe has another tshuva about the taking the regions, about cheating people, and he speaks about the anti-Muslims. In this tshuva, he doesn't. So I don't know if in his infinite wisdom he realized that one day many different states in the United States and countries would allow marijuana use. So maybe that can't be the chief discussion, but there is a big discussion about addiction. So some want to argue and some want to say, why are we even discussing addiction? Why, not why, but why single out marijuana use? Right? What about alcohol use? Here in camp we don't understand what that means, but there are people who drink a lot. There are people who heard Friday nights they have what they call an Oynig Shabbos, and they get drunk, and then what's it, Shabbos, they have barbecues and they get drunk, and the Kiddush clubs, and we know about this. So isn't that the same type of thing? And the answer is yes and no. One of the great experts in this topic, Dr. Abraham Tursky, speaks about addiction. So he says that yes, there are many addictions in life: drug, alcohol, gambling, food, sex. But the effect of alcohol in your body affects you for roughly 2 hours. Even though you could be tipsy for longer, that's what he says. Marijuana use stays in your body, can stay in your body as much as 3 weeks and have detrimental effects. It's true, studies have come out more recently, in the recent years, that the negative effects that one had first thought of is not the same that they thought of before. We know that marijuana use is actually used for positive things. There are companies out there that are taking hemp and taking out the thing that makes you high and using it for medical things that right? And there are many different types of ailments, people who are suffering greatly. So marijuana puts them in an alternative state, an alternative reality, and that helps them. But the question is, what do we do with that? So there's a Gemara here in Pesachim, in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara speaks about drug use. Very interesting. So the Gemara says, quotes the Shita of Rabbi Chiya. And the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Leila Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya says, Berei, Lo Tishte Sama. Don't drink drugs. Mustama, we're talking about drinking medications. Why? So we'll see why. We'll have to look at the Rashbam for this. Mustama, he says, Velo, he says other things as well. Don't leap over a ditch. Don't pull out a tooth because it won't heal. You leap over a ditch, you're going to get hurt, obviously. Don't provoke a snake. Right? Things that will are going to kill you if you chase away. V'chulu, v'chulu. Don't provoke a Gentile, he writes. It could get you in trouble. So the Rashbam here says, Lo tishta sama, don't drink drugs. Lo talmud lishtot samim mipnei shetikva lahavon. You will become addicted to it. Right? A person's going to get addicted to drugs, and the addictive nature is something that's clearly not true and not good. And says the Rashbam, well, what's going to lead to? It's going to lead to you being so addicted that you're going to need money for the drugs, and you're going to steal. Right? V'sha'olecha v'tachvor zor b'ma'ot. Another reason, a person's going to become rugged on this. He's going to be rugged on this, and it's going to harm his body. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Michtav Me'eliyahu of Dessler, beautiful, Rav Dessler writes, Rav Dessler had a very serious smoking addiction. So it's told that when he decided to, much later in his life, to stop smoking, he put a sign up in his office that said, I decided to stop smoking. And he went to all the Talmidim, and he would go to each Talmid and say, I stopped smoking, I stopped smoking, I stopped smoking. Why did he do that? He said it would be embarrassing if he would enter his office and he's smoking. Rebbe, you see the sign outside your office? So that's the way he stopped smoking. But he writes in Michtav Me'eliyahu the following thing. It's unbelievable. He says he knows intuitively that smoking is bad for him, my health. Nevertheless, I smoke anyway. So he says, why? He says, clearly I have an emotional attachment and I'm overridden by it, which I know is not rational. I can't control myself. They tell over the name of the Rav Shach that Rav Shach stopped smoking. He said that before he stopped smoking, he thought he couldn't learn a Tosfos without a cigarette. He thought that was the only way that he would get shot in Tosfos. They say that Rav Hirsch had a problem with snuff. I don't know if you've ever seen this. And he said the day that he stopped was when he went to sleep and he realized that under his pillow he had hidden a snuff. So in the middle of the night, if he had an urge. So addiction is a very, very difficult thing. So that, to me, is one of the central themes of having an addictive nature is something that's very, very negative. The person who starts marijuana use generally gets addicted to it. Let's look at Rav Moshe Feinstein Shuva. V'hine b'davar asher hitchilu Eza Bachrim, Miha Yeshiva, La'ashen Hashish, and then he smells out the word marijuana. Marijuana. Pashachu Dover Aser. Mikama Iker Dinim Shabbatora. Chad, number one. Hu Mekalkel U Mechalata Guf. It's endangering your body. Endangers your intellect, endangers your body. V'afhu Nimsa Nashim, Briim Shalom. Mazik lahem kol kach, aval makalkel hu esadas, v'ne yochol lahavin dover, la'ashuro, sheze od yoter chamor, shelvad limanea atzmo mi limud ha-Torah karoy. He says, you're going to tie it to me, Rabbi Hartstein, that's not true. It's not makalkel saguf. I know a guy that would smoke marijuana all the time and he lived to 98 years old. Right? We all have know those people who's a chain smoker, and look, you live to 101, so smoking's not bad for you. That's not a bad study you've just done. That's not, you know, scientific. But he says, even if you're going to tell me, and it's amazing that Rav Moshe wrote this in 1973 when they thought it did harm your body, So now they're not so as sure as they were before how bad it is. But says Rav Moshe, it's makalkel yadas. As I told you before, what does it put you in? An alternative state. You're in a different world. And therefore, in that state, you can't properly do the mitzvahs. You can't properly daven. You can't properly learn. In fact, one could even argue that other types of drugs, which are mutter, which are not dina de malchus adina drugs, right? I once heard a shiur from Rav Schechter on this topic, which is fascinating. And he questioned, there is a new wave of giving ADD medication to adults. So he's at a psychological conference, and he questioned whether or not this was a good idea. Because one of the things ADD medication does, which is obviously necessary for children, is that it makes them focus, or they're going to be all over the place. He said, focus is actually not a good thing when you're learning Torah. Why? Chiddush, the power of chiddush is to think out of the box. So if you're focused, yeah, maybe you're listening to the shiur now, but you're not going to ask me a good question because you're just listening to what I have to say and you can't process it because you're focused. Interesting. But says Rav Moshe, number one problem is that when a person is high, when a person gets, it's a bad thing. You can't do avodas Hashem appropriately. That's not the state they were talking about. A lot of people confused us. There are stories told about a certain singer. They said he used to get high, and that's when he wrote the greatest music. Okay, Yishkoyah. That's not for us. That's not how we're reaching Olam Haba, you know, going to a tish and getting... That's not the state the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it to be. Yes, we one can ask a big kasha on Purim and say, but isn't there a tzivoy? Isn't there a din? Isn't there a halacha that you have to get drunk? How did God want you to do it? Didn't he realize? So there were many different tshuvas that vehemently disagree with actually getting drunk. Yes, I know there are Gemaras and so on and so forth, but there are many other sources that quote this being problematic. Again, some of the first Rambam, which speaks about alcohol use in the negative, speaks quite harshly about somebody who gets drunk. And maybe, okay, it's true, maybe one time a year. Sternbach's got his Shita, where he says, according to the Rizal, Kippurim, because it puts you in this state of inebriation where we get to see who you really are. Whereas Yom Kippur, you're kind of a little fake, right? Anybody for 25 hours can be good. So we're good for 25 hours, we don't fast, we don't eat, we like a mala. He says, but here's a one day of the year, it's a regular day. And when you get drunk, you get to see who you are. That's why I always tell the boys, if you know who you are already, because you've gotten drunk before, don't get drunk, because you're not a good person. So that's number one, Rav Moshe says. Number two. Then he says, you're not going to be able to learn Torah, you're not going to be able to do tefillah, the mitzvahs, kiroi, because it's taking away your da'at. The ode. Shehu gorim taiva gedola, asher hu yosim isava achila kadoma hatzrichim la'adam lichiyot yeshelo chol tzamtzem ulaver. He says it's not as bad. You have cravings. You have taivas. It's true. When a person eats, he has taivas. It happens to be when a person smokes marijuana, he has much more of a taiva too. He needs to eat more, I'm told. But says Rav Moshe, cravings are a bad thing, right? Food is bad, have a cravings for food. We all do that. It's true. We all eat foods that aren't good, right? But for a person to aser and say, you know, put a big sign by Dougie's and says, this Dougie's is aser because it violates, you know, everything fried is disgusting. So I think that's hard to say. Although I remember quite well when Rabbi Neuberger unfortunately had a heart attack. And he was recuperating, so he used to give a chabura. So it was very hard, difficult. We didn't have this chabura every Thursday night. So it was for a long time. We had a wonderful guest shurim, great rabbanim. And Baruch Hashem, after a number of months, he came back, and we were very so excited. So we wanted to do a sudas hoda. So we had, you know, sponsors, and we bought Dougies. And this cardiologist wrote us this nasty email and said, "This is what you're going to do? After a man had a heart attack, you're going to bring in all these fried foods?" And that's it. And he's like, he went crazy. So first we thought the guy was kidding, but he really wasn't kidding at all. Okay, I don't think that that's the same. Rav Moshe says even the taiva, for him, I'm just talking about unhealthy things, that's more controllable. Although people, I do have an addiction to that. There are many addictions. There's a show on TV now. I wouldn't know this if I didn't. Sometimes I flip the channels when I'm in the various homes that I stay in. And there's a show on TV, I think on TLC, called My Crazy Addiction, My Something Addiction. Strange, right? And I didn't even watch the show. I just watched the coterrent to the show. And here, Rabbeisai, this is crazy. Addiction number one was a woman who likes to drink paint. She's going to die. Right? Right? She takes a thing of paint. Number two was she likes to act like a horse. She dresses up like a horse and runs around. Right? Number three was the guy who likes to eat drywall. Imagine momish addictions. Okay, there's reasons. People have addictions. Right? That's the point. The point is that addictive natures are something that's bad. And here he's going to have a lot of taivas gedola. And he's not going to be able to let samtzem otam. This is what the Bein Sora Mara was. He says, it wasn't that he was eating non-kosher. His taiva was eating. Right? The jug of wine he was taking and the thing of meat. He says, but that's a taiva. The Bein Sora Mara, whatever you could give your, Rav Natan could give the shurim on how that exactly worked. What was the isser over there? But it was taiva. He had taiva. It was kosher food. And he said, this is worse. This is not food. The Asr Chabra. It's worse than Ben Sora Marmar. And therefore, that's another reason why I would say it's Asr. And then he says, the Oat, Sha'av Aim, Shal Elu Sheh, Show Me Mitzdarim Oat, Over on Mrs. Kibbut Avaim. He says, you're over on the Isra of Kibbut Avaim. Because you're not listening to your parents. Your parents don't want you, I hope. Although I once sat with a father, I was shocked by this. And we were sitting at the table. We're at, I don't want to say where we were, because it'll maybe give away who it was. We're at some sort of thing. And I noticed that his two kids were really, clearly gave a lot of nachas to him. They were post-John Olive kids, singing Zmiros, and it was very, very beautiful. So I went to the guy, and I said, how did you do so well? So he didn't give me the answer I was looking for. Wasn't one they were going to put on lessons from the lathe, but he said, I'll tell you why. I told my kids, I understand you're going to high schools, I know what goes on there. I want you to promise me one thing. Anything and everything you ever want to do, I will allow you to do, but it's in my home, with me. You want to smoke marijuana? Do it with me. You want to drink? You want to get drunk? Do it with me. So that was my shita. So it sounded from the story like he smoked marijuana with his kids. And he said, that was a... So, okay, that would violate Rav Moshe's Kibbut Avayim in a chanami. But clearly that's not the general klal. Parents don't want their kids to do this. So you're over in Kibbut Avayim. If you're not doing the ruts under, and it's makalkel zaguf, it's makalkel certainly your das. So you have that. The odika iser. Ha'isa the kadoshim to you. God wants you to be kadosh. The Rambam's famous perish kadoshim to you. Don't be a manuva b'shur satayra. Look at this guy. He's wearing a yarmulke and he's high. Come on now. It's terrible. Just end off. Sof davar. Pashut v'bara. Mi'isuri chamurim v'tzarach lishtada b'chol ha'yecholet l'havir. To get away from this. Mi'kol yisrael prat elu shalom dem yeshiva. Especially yeshiva bachrim. They shouldn't do this. See, again, he says it in different ways. Different things. You can work them out. There are really four ikker things that Rav Moshe says. But in different ways, you can say Mekalkel Zaguf is one, and then Taibas is one. Rav Steinsaltz, famous Rav Steinsaltz, said he had a conversation with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he said that the whole point of the Torah, the reason why we're around, is to be the master of your domain. To master over yourself. What we said to begin with, this is a very good Elul point, in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that you're in charge of your body. You're in charge of your actions. Many times we're not in charge of our actions. We think we're in charge of our actions, but the Yetzer Hara has just made us in charge of the actions. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, when you have an addiction, drugs, no longer you're in control. The drugs are in control. Nebuch, lo aleinu, nebuch, nebuch. People get into cars when they're drunk or they're high. You're not in control. Somebody else is in control. Nebuch. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke out vehemently against us. I just wanted to speak out when we discussed this topic. Baruch Hashem, we have a few minutes because we started early. So I wanted to discuss that first topic, the harming of the goof. What is the issur? This is a very interesting topic because what about other areas? Are you allowed to go skiing? Right? I don't know if you've ever been on a ski trip, but if you've been on any ski trip, you've seen there's always a lot of action going on in the nurse's office, if you will, right? The medical station, people always get hurt. So maybe that's usher. It's bungee jumping mutter. Can I go white water rafting? Right? Can I go on a plane? Okay. So what's there's numbers. Driving's worse than a plane, actually. Whatever it might be. So Shomer P'sayim Hashem, which we said Hallel today, but not that one. But Shomer P'sayim Hashem, what we say in a full Hallel, right? God watches over those that are not smart. That was a famous shot that was used for smoking. Why smoking would be mutter. The Rambam writes, Asur la'adam l'chovel ben atzmo ben chavero. Forget about punching your friend. You can't punch yourself. V'lo chovel b'levado, ela kol hamake adam kasher miyisrael ben katan ben gadol ben ish ben isha nitzavu harei oivru b'lo sase. It's an iser of hurting another person. Vorish puzzle. But it includes yourself. Not just being over on Vishamarit of Mother Sheikhem, you can't hurt your own body. And Paskins, the Torah, actually writes in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Tuf Chaf. Hachobel be'atzma afal pisha ena rashoi, even though he's going to be putter, Acherim shechobel bochaverim kosov harama, with a hey, she'ena helcha ella ha'adam rashoi lechobel be'atzma. A person's not allowed to hurt himself. For good reasons. Sometimes, obviously, a person can be chovel atzmo. There's a famous machlokes in the poskim about being chovel your father. He spoke about kibud av v'aim. That's an issur d'oraisa. What if you're the doctor and you have to, obviously, so the truth is that it's better that somebody else performs the surgery. It's better that somebody else pulls his tooth. But l'halocha l'maisa, really, really? Right? A person's not supposed to be chovel atzmo. Furthermore, Rav Moshe Feinstein has another tshuva in Simon Tzadik in Chelek Gimel of Or HaChaim, where he speaks about not listening to the doctor's orders. Also, the chovel v'atzma kevon she'ena l'refuah. Right? Everybody says you're being chovel v'atzma for refuah. You're allowed to hurt yourself in order to, right? Right after the TLC show of My Crazy Addictions was. There's another show that was on. I'm glad I could now justify my watching, which was Dr. Pimple Pusher, Pimple Popper, right? It's a plastic surgeon. So I just get just the idea. She was working on someone who was chayvel asatzmai. What did he do? He had some surgery he had to have. He had like extra skin, and he went on the internet and he figured out how to do it himself. Guess what? He was chayvel asatzmo. That's an issur d'oraisa. Why? He had no idea what he was doing. And now he went to the doctor to try to correct what he did. Chayvel asatzmo. He's usur. He says, v'gam b'chlal zeh kol samei harifuah hu safek shema mazik davar afshar rafim ein yoidim. A person shouldn't be his own doctor also and say, I'm going to take this medicine and that medicine. Yeah, I know it says recommended dosage for Advil is 2. I'm going to take 6 because I really don't feel it. That's usur, he says. Not listening to what the doctors are telling you. But says him, certainly when it comes to, and Dafka when it comes to Yom Kippur, the doctor says you're not allowed to fast. The doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. He says you're violating not watching over your guf, not listening to the doctor's orders. So if a doctor says to you, smoking marijuana is addictive, it's usur because it's dangerous, so and so. So that's one reason why we can't do it if doctors say that. Obviously, that's one of the issues against smoking. Clearly we know now, all the evidence points to it really hurting your body. So that's not listening to the doctors, right? Rav Moshe has another tshuva, very interesting tshuva. Tell me what you guys think about this. What do you guys think about plastic surgery? Elective plastic surgery. Let's take, I don't want to offend anybody here, let's take a girl, right? She's not so iskahatin. She's not so pretty. She thinks. Right? She's got a really bad nose. Okay?
Jewish nose.
She's Jewish, yes. So is it mutter for her to have plastic surgery to make her look better? What do you think? What do you think? Yes? You don't see any problem. But here she's chovel asatzmo for no reason. What do you think? What do you answer to that? She's harming her body, not for refuah. She's not doing it because she's gonna breathe better. Let's assume she's not doing it for that reason. Why would that be mutter? What do you think?
It's not for a reason.
It's not for a good reason. It is. What's a good reason?
She wants to look better.
She
needs to get married.
She needs to get married. And you tighten. You wouldn't marry her if she's got that nose. No. Okay. Fair. No. That's good. Good. You're saying good. Maybe. Okay. Let's go back to Dr. Pimple Pusher. Popper. The woman comes in. It's not a real. The woman comes in. And she says, I'm ugly. I need you to work on my nose. And she looks at her chart and she says, you've had 8 nose jobs already. She says, I know, but this is why I can't get married. I don't think it's small enough. I need you to make it even smaller than it is. You did this 8 times already. But you all agree, you can't do that surgery. That's chayvus atzmai. So there is a psychological aspect to it. There's actually a Gemara that speaks about Bali Basar, some sort of fat men who clearly had some sort of surgery, it seems, maybe the old form of liposuction. Didn't say they went on a diet, and that seemed to be mutter. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva about plastic surgery. Ach shehu yikshal zeh demesik. So a person wants to have this in a choshe mishpat bei samach vav. B'day sheshova de nazir hu choyte she yitzar etz atzmo min ayay. He writes that the Gemara tells us that a nazir was not a positive thing because he's being mistar himself against things. It's not, he's doing it for X amount of days for Kedusha reasons, but it's not a good thing. We don't believe, and other religions believe, that Kedusha equals abstaining from things. We don't believe in that. If there's a reason for it, maybe we're going to say it's not usher. If he's doing it, in this case, because he can't get a job, so maybe that would be mutter, he writes. If a person's having a surgery to make him look worse, obviously that's going to be usher. But if a person's doing it, he's having a surgery because he can't get a job, he can't get a wife, and he believes, of course, we're going to say that that's mutter. Not everybody agrees. Shubi Ayin is a great shubas in the Tzitz Eliezer about this. And there are others who actually ask her, who say that, what are you having elective surgery for? Why is that mutter? God put you, made you like this, right? Again, it's going to be a fine line, right? A person who was born with, a defect in their ear, and it's easier to solve, you say, I'm not talking about someone who, look, you'll find someone, everybody finds somebody. It's a very interesting question. Rav Moshe has another shiloh about this, about people who go on starvation diets, even in his day. Mishuma yofi. Im mutter l'nahed diet shem itstara mizeh bishvil yofi. V'yat v'rak elu nashem shenokos b'diyata rak bishvil noi v'yofi. They go on these crazy diets and they mitstara their guf, not feeding it. There's actually a diet called the intermittent fasting, where you only eat for X amount of hours a day. Shaykh lidim zemutter, because I'm a star asma. So he says, yes, I know that I paskin in the tshuva that we just read in Chelik Aleph, Kuf Gimel, L'revach Mamon, it would be mutter. That's actually a tshuva I didn't quote about. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about giving blood. He says, how are you allowed to give blood? You're mitzar the guf. You're chayvel the guf. Obviously, you're trying to save somebody else's life. So he says, what if somebody doesn't care about saving somebody else's? He's doing it because they're giving you a pint of ice cream and he wants a pint of ice cream. So he says, okay, maybe Revach Mamon would be mutter. As we see when it comes to Mishtias Yayin from the Nazir, she's going to lose 20 pounds and she's going to look better. So the person is going to go ahead and do something that is going to cause difficulty to his kuf. His stomach will be mutter, but if it's medically unfounded and not good, that's obviously going to be awesome. I'll just end off. Ramosha's tshuva is probably one of the most extreme when it comes to the tshuva about the regions. We won't get into it now. It's not really the shiur that we're giving, but where drugs can go wrong, as we know, is that it was used, has been used, and probably still used in the sports field for people to enhance their abilities to be great sportsmen. Whether you're Lance Armstrong, probably the greatest example of that, or others in other fields of sports, who now have been proven that used, whether it was steroids or other types of drugs. So, yes, they've misled the fans. Rav Moshe is a martial tshuva. In Igros Moshe, Chelek Bet, Simon Lamed, Be'isser, about a yeshiva, I don't even call it a yeshiva, that would give out the answers to the test. And Rav Moshe goes to town on these people like you've never heard. This was the regions, those that live in New York know the regions. And Aser Rak Medina de Machusadina. It's not just Aser, that's a Din Minat Torah. B'Gnevas Das. Aser Kedah Amar Shmuel Bechulin, for example, Aser Lemev Das Abrios. B'Afilo Dato Shalakum. L'Kuliyama, this is something Aser. And Rav Moshe goes on to say, remarkably, that you're a walking lie. Because the fact that you got into college is a lie, because you didn't really pass the regions. And the fact that you went into, let's say, you went to medical school is a lie. Because the only reason you got into medical school is because they thought you did well in college, but the college was fake because you cheated on the regions. And now you're a doctor? It's fake. You're not really a doctor because you cheated. That's how far he goes. Terrible, he says. So clearly, for a person to enhance himself for those reasons would be usher. Again, Yosemitavarenu, I think that it's obvious that any addictive nature is difficult, and I'll be happy to argue as well. You're right, Rebbe. So what about drinking? Why don't they come out against that as well? They should. You're right. Drinking problems in the Orthodox community, I think, is a terrible thing as well. But when it comes specifically to marijuana use, when it comes to, obviously, other drugs, I think a push is obvious. And even though it's becoming more and more legalized in different states, in certain countries, I think it's not a frum thing. Puts you in an alternative state. Are Jews not allowed to be in that state? Shouldn't be there. Right? So I think that becomes what the bottom line is. And again, Emir Tzashem, these are all the classes that we've given are halacha below the maisa, of course. But something that hopefully gives you food for thought. Shkoyach.